Chapter 7. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Take your place in the doorway of the Lord's house, and give out this word there, and say, Give ear to the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who come inside these doors to give worship to the Lord. The Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says, Let your ways and your doings be changed for the better, and I will let you go on living in this place. Put no faith in false words, saying, The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, are these. For if your ways and your doings are truly changed for the better, if you truly give right decisions between a man and his neighbor, if you are not cruel to the man from a strange country, and to the child without a father, and to the widow, and do not put the upright to death in this place, or go after other gods, causing damage to yourselves, then I will let you go on living in this place, in the land which I gave to your fathers in the past and forever. See, you put your faith in false words which are of no profit. Will you take the goods of others, put men to death, and be untrue to your wives, and take false oaths, and have perfumes burned to the Baal, and go after other gods which are strange to you, and come and take your place before me in this house, which is named by my name, and say, We have been made safe, so that you may do all these disgusting things? Has this house, which is named by my name, become a hole of thieves to you? Truly I, even I, have seen it, says the Lord. But go now to my place which was in Shiloh, where I put my name at first, and see what I did to it because of the evil doing of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these works, says the Lord, and I sent my word to you, getting up early and sending, but you did not give ear, and my voice came to you, but you gave no answer, for this reason I will do to the house which is named by my name, and in which you have put your faith, and to the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. And I will send you away from before my face, as I have sent away all your brothers, even all the seed of Ephraim. And as for you, Jeremiah, make no prayers for this people, send up no cry or prayer for them, make no request for them to me, for I will not give ear. Do you not see what they are doing in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children go for wood, the fathers get the fire burning, the women are working apace to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven, and drink offerings are drained out to other gods, moving me to wrath. Are they moving me to wrath, says the Lord, are they not moving themselves to their shame? So this is what the Lord God had said, see, my wrath and my passion will be let loose on this place, on man and beast, and on the trees of the field, and on the produce of the earth, it will be burning and will not be put out. These are the words of the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings with your offerings of beasts, and take flesh for your food. For I said nothing to your fathers, and gave them no orders, on the day when I took them out of Egypt, about burnt offerings or offerings of beasts, but this was the order I gave them, saying, Give ear to my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, go in all the way ordered by me, so that all may be well for you. But they took no note and did not give ear, but were guided by the thoughts and the pride of their evil hearts, going back and not forward. From the day when your fathers came out of Egypt till this day, I have sent my servants the prophets to you, getting up early every day and sending them, but still they took no note and would not give ear, but they made their necks stiff, doing worse than their fathers. And you are to say all these words to them, but they will not give ear to you, you will send out your voice to them, but they will give no answer. And you are to say to them, This is the nation which has not given ear to the voice of their God, or taken his teaching to heart, good faith is dead and is cut off from their mouths. Let your hair be cut off, O Jerusalem, and let it go, and let a song of grief go up on the open hilltops, for the Lord is turned away from the generation of his wrath and has given them up. For the children of Judah have done what is evil in my eyes, says the Lord, they have put their disgusting images in the house which is named by my name, making it unclean. They have put up the high place of Topheth in the valley of the son of Hinnom, burning their sons and their daughters there in the fire, a thing which was not ordered by me and never came into my mind. For this cause, the days are coming, says the Lord, when it will no longer be named Topheth, or the valley of the son of Hinnom, But the valley of death, for they will put the dead into the earth in Topheth till there is no more room. And the bodies of this people will be food for the birds of heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and there will be no one to send them away. And in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, I will put an end to the laughing voices, the voice of joy and the voice of the newly married man and the voice of the bride, for the land will become a waste.